Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're ready.
Hey, you could watch some other show, but why would you want to? One of the keys to good health is a vigorous program of exercise such as sit-ups and push-ups. That makes sense, and I'm going to do it. One. Maybe one of these years I'll try a push-up. Whew, all that exercise wore me out. What is wrong with this picture? One moment, please. Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to see the world high jump record broken by a sleeping kitten. Where's the sound effect? Just a second. Something is wrong with our sound effects department. This is the sound effects department. They're responsible for all the noises you hear on the show. I'll knock. Anybody home? Dear somebody, I quit. Got better offered doing sword noises for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Take your crummy job and, well, we don't have to read the rest of this. This is terrible. Where are we going to find someone stupid enough to take the sound effects job?
Ta-da!
Does he know an ODQ or what? Odie, do you know what a sound effects person does? Looks like I'll have to teach you. These are tape cartridges with sounds on them. The sound effects man plays the tape to put sounds into the show. Listen to this. Do you know what sound this is?
Mm-mm.
That's the sound of John getting a Boston cream pie dumped on his head. Watch.
Hi there. You're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen, and I'd like to know if you'll go out with me.
See? You just have to press the right button at the right moment. Now, do you know what this is? The sound of John trying to get a date on a cruise ship.
Hi there. You live around here?
See if you can recognize this sound. That was the sound of a Melman 586 computer getting sick when asked to find a date for John.
This is the first time I've tried computer dating.
Well, the computer will scan our roster of over 80,000 single, desperate women and find the perfect one for you. No one is that desperate.
You see? It's just a matter of pressing the right button at the right moment. Think you can handle it, Pepper? I hope I haven't made a mistake. I forgot my key. I'll ring the bell. I'll try knocking. I'll use the key. Oh boy, this is what you get when you hire someone who used to rent his brain out to model for raisins. Now, where was I? Oh, I remember. Ready with a sound effect, Odie? I've had enough of this.
Garfield, why did you wake me up? That wasn't very cute.
Stay out of my bed, Nermal, or it's the red eye to Abu Dhabi for you.
Gee whiz, Garfield, you're so mean to me.
It's in my job description. See? Eating, sleeping, being mean to Nermal.
You'll probably even be upset I ate all the lasagna in the kitchen.
I don't care what you do, just as long as you don't. You didn't.
Garfield, Garfield, now don't do anything we'll both regret. Especially me.
Sorry about the bad sound effects.
I need a place to hide.
He's around here somewhere. I wonder if Odie's still doing our sound effects. Yep, Odie's still doing our sound effects. Excuse me while I play pickpocket. Excuse me, but I think you have something I need to mail somewhere. Let's see, car keys, tissue, wallet. Ah, here it is. Little annoying thing.
Garfield, you're not really going to ship me overnight to Abu Dhabi?
Of course not, Nermal. I'm going to use two-day service. It's cheaper. You can have the kitten. Don't hurt me.
Wait for me. We're trapped, Dad. There's a herd of wild elephants coming this way. I can hear them.
You'll have to sacrifice yourself, Nermal. You'll... Wait a minute. I'm forgetting who's doing our sound effects. There are no elephants. It's just Odie doing the sound effects. It's just dumb old... Odie, you're fired. Nermal, you're disgusting. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for this cartoon. We'll get a real sound effects person for the next one, I promise.
Eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Ignition. Lift off. We have lift off.
Good morning, John.
And so, the glittering craft made its way through the silent world known as outer space. Nearer and nearer it came to the third planet from the sun.
Third planet from the sun? Oh, that's us!
Shh! Undetected by Earth monitoring systems, it entered the atmosphere and made its way over the countryside.
Countryside?
Where in the countryside?
Wait, this is science fiction. It's not true.
Not true yet. That doesn't mean it couldn't happen, does it? Duck has a point.
Okay, soon, unsuspecting Earthlings would have a close encounter of the third kind with a UFO.
What's a close encounter of the third kind?
That's a term used by people who investigate UFOs. Look here. A close encounter of the first kind is when they find physical evidence of a UFO. A close encounter of the second kind is when they actually see a UFO. And a close encounter of the third kind is when they actually meet the UFO.
I hope I only have far encounters.
Uh-oh. I have to go take over from Bo guarding the hen house.
Oh, but you haven't finished.
finish the story, Orson.
I know, but with that wolf around, we have to guard the chickens, and it's my turn. Here, you take over, Roy.
Oh, I don't like the way Roy reads.
Well, at least we know what close encounters of the first through third kinds are. I wonder if there's a fourth kind.
Well, let me see. Close encounter of the fourth kind. That's when the UFO invites you out for Chinese food.
How about a close encounter of the fifth kind?
That's when the UFO does its impression of Sylvester Stallone for you.
There gots to be a way I can use this to get me some chickens.
Have you ever seen a flying saucer?
Sure, all the time. See? There's one right there.
That's just a shooting star.
Oh, no, it's a flying saucer. They could be landing anywhere.
Would you like to scare them back to their own planet?
Who are you?
I'm a scientist person, and I can tell you a plan to scare off those space invaders. What you need is...
Hey! What a great idea!
Thanks, Mr. Scientist.
Now to put the second half of my plan into effect.
How about a close encounter of the 19th kind?
That's when the UFO challenges you to arm wrestle.
Excuse me?
A scientist-type person.
I'm out here looking for flying saucers.
Flying saucers? Duck making a quick exit.
Come back here. You think there are for real flying saucers around here?
Oh, I'm sure of it. And I can tell you a way to scare off those aliens.
What a devious, sneaky scheme.
How come I didn't think of it?
Hey, Wade, where are you going with that trash can? Booker, what's the aluminum foil for? Hey, Roy, what are all those tin cans for? I better go see what this is all about. What am I saying? I have to stay and guard the chicken coop. I just hope whatever they're up to, it doesn't cause any trouble. It will.
The space invaders will think we're from another planet.
Yeah, and that we got here first.
Those flying saucer people are about to have a close encounter of the 27th kind.
Do you think the flying saucer landed over here, Sheldon?
Oh, I don't know. I can't see anything with all this aluminum foil around me. I feel like a baked potato.
What's a close encounter of the 71st kind?
Oh, that is when the UFO makes cheese sandwiches for everyone in the neighborhood. Wait, I see the aliens.
There, do you see them?
Yep, you see them.
Walker, do you hear that?
Some sort of strange alien language.
No!
Put your mask on. Here they come. Let's see if we can frighten them away.
We are from another planet.
We are from another planet.
We have already conquered Earth.
We have already conquered Earth.
Yeah, but we have invasion forces heading right this way.
So what? We have invasion forces heading right this way.
This is getting serious. I better go warn the others.
Oh, this is the end of the Earth. Or worse, I better go tell Orson.
At last, peace and quiet so I can read my book.
Orson, there are the space aliens have landed and they're flying saucer and they're Earth, going and to take over the whole planet. We have to do something.
You saw them too? See? He saw them too.
I saw them. I heard them. I smelled them. I know that they're...
Come on, I'll just have to prove it to you.
Ooh, I just knew starting troubles would pay off big.
This is our planet. We conquered it first.
Did not.
Did so.
You're Sheldon.
You're Roy.
You're ridiculous. Where did you guys get the silly idea of dressing up like this?
A scientist gave us the idea.
A scientist gave us the same idea.
What did this scientist look like?
Kind of like the wolf, but he was...
The wolf? This was a trick to get me away from the hen house.
Let's go!
What a first-rate idea I had. One-side shrimps.
I said beat it. Don't try that stupid space invader routine with me. I thoughts it up. Now get out of my way. Wouldn't fool anybody.
Oh, I hope we're in time. He's frozen in a block of ice.
The wolf's become a regular on the show. At least until the spring thaw.
Huh, what do you suppose happened?
Maybe it really was Space Invaders.
I saw a flying saucer a while ago.
Guys, for the last time, there is no such thing as a flying saucer.
So how do you explain this frozen delight?
I can't.
Reporting to home planet of Clarion, we have just had an encounter of the 63rd kind.
I thought that was when the UFO rotates the hubcaps on your car.
Negative. That is a close encounter of the 65th kind.
No, that is when the UFO forgets which laundry it took your shirts to.
Garfield, you just ate everyone's dinner for tonight. What do you have to say for yourself?
Maybe I'll see what's going on down in the alley.
That's good.
Brick, dear?
Yeah?
Could I have a bite of your sandwich?
You women are all the same. I want to eat, too. I only got one sandwich.
Sorry.
Baby, I'll go look around in the trash cans and see if I can find you something.
You're all hard.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't been down here for a while. I wonder if... Smells like a medium thin crust pizza with meatballs, black olives, and extra cheese.
Come on, will you? We gotta get this shipment from Mexico loaded tonight.
Hey, I'm eating a medium thin crust pizza with meatballs, black olives, and extra cheese.
Can I call him or what? Meow. Pitiful meow.
Oh, you want a piece of pizza, little kitty? Here you go.
Hey, I'll even lower my dignity for pizza.
Why can't I ever meet a nice guy? Hi, Garfield.
Hi, Penelope. How are you?
Starving.
I know how you feel. I haven't eaten since... Well, it's been a long 10 minutes. Here, have some pizza.
Gee, you even gave me a piece with a meatball on it.
Well, I'm all heart. Speaking of meatballs, you still hanging around with Brick?
Brick's a nice guy, sometimes.
Oh, come on. Brick has muscles of steel and a head to match. He's so dumb.
How dumb am I?
You're so dumb.
Garfield!
You're going to leave me alone and not harm a hair on my little body. Bye.
If I catch you even looking at my Penelope again, I'm gonna pound you so hard your kids will be born dizzy.
Yes, sir. Anything you say, sir. This is me leaving.
That wasn't very nice.
Oh, here. I brung you something to eat.
Gosh, half a rotten carrot. You're so good to me, Brick. As of this moment, I'm not your girlfriend no more. Goodbye forever. Or maybe longer.
What got into her?
There's gotta be a nice guy in this world for me. There is! Garfield!
Lucky I got away from Brick before he did something we'd both regret. Me more than him. Low bridge. John must have taken Odie out for a walk. Or maybe the other way around. Forgot his key again. Penelope!
Garfield, I was wondering if you would be my boyfriend.
If that furry rhinoceros catches me with her, I'm a goner. I'd better sneak out the back.
I wrote you a poem, Garfield. My Kind of Guy by Penelope Cat. Garfield is my kind of guy. He is the apple of my eye. In me, he has a friend for life. I hope someday to be his wife.
No. No. You wouldn't like me. I snore. I eat. I snore while I eat.
But I like you. you.
Don't say that. Go find another guy on another street or another show or something. Goodbye.
She'll never find me in here.
I wrote a song for you, Garfield.
Beautiful Garfield, you are my man. We have a wonderful wedding to plan. How I adore your lasagna breath.
Get out of here or you might cause my death.
I think it's really cute when a guy plays hard to get.
I need a hiding place where she won't find me. The mini market, perfecto.
You'll never find me in here.
Baby food, flour, spices, canned meat products, fruit juices. Oh, here we go. Boyfriend! Hi, Garfield!
Will you leave me alone?
Don't you like me, Garfield?
No, I mean, yes, but I like living more. If Brick sees us together... It's not that I don't like you. I just don't like you near me.
It's all right, Garfield. You'll never see me again. Goodbye.
Penelope, it's not like...
Phew, don't want to hurt her feelings, but sometimes...
Well, you saw the position I was in. Anyway, there's other things in this world besides women, like breathing. I'd be a jerk to go after her.
Okay, so I'm a jerk. Here, these are stale.
You're my girl, and I'm not letting you go.
Let go of me! I'm not your girl!
Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to witness another great moment in stupidity. Mine.
No woman walks out on me!
You take your hands off my girl.
Did I say that?
Cat, you're in big trouble.
Sure looks that way.
Yeah, Brick, don't hurt him.
I get my hands on you, you're a goner.
When a man's right, he's right. I have to do something.
Okay, shipment from Mexico's all loaded. All clear, let her roll. Hey, let me out of here. Hey.
Hasta la vista, El Bricko. Send me a postcard from Acapulco.
Garfield? Did you mean what you said about me being your girlfriend?
Let's have a snack and discuss it. What do you like on your pizza?
Everything except anchovies.
Oh, we're gonna get along just fine.